The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Semen Kuf Chav Tes, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Sifim Yud Aleph to Yud Ches. Sif Yud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah, Kesha'im Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, when we say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha on Rosh Hashanah, Ein Lahakos Be'egreif Alechaza, one should not take his fist and beat it against his chest, Kamay Bechol of Yom Kippurim, as is done on Chol and Yom Kippur, Ki Ein Oimim Vidui Be'Rosh Hashanah, Shuhu Yom Tiv, because we don't say Vidui on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tiv, and it's not a time for sadness of Vidui. Rather, one should understand that the meaning of it is Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha Klaima Avaisenu Chatanu Lefanecha. Our fathers sinned before you, Hashem. Sha'avdu Avayda Zara. They served Avayda Zara. Aval Anachnu, but us, Eilanu Melech Ela'ata. You are our only king. Lachain Avinu Malkeinu Asei Imanu Laman Shemecha. So therefore, please do for us for the sake of your name. So when you're saying Chatanu Lefanecha, the understanding is not that I didn't aver, because that would be vidui, and vidui is not supposed to be done on Yom Tov. Rather, you're saying that our fathers sinned, and we are hold you to be the Melech, and therefore please do us well. Sif Yud Beis. B'shas Haitzah Sefer Torah Nehagin Loima Shleishes Emidus. When the Sefer Torah is taken out on Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is to say the Yud Gimel Midas. V'yesh l'haschol min v'yavor. You should start from the pasuk, from the word in the pasuk that begins v'yavor. V'yayma, you should say v'yavor, Hashem alpana v'yikra, and then continue saying Hashem, Hashem, kel rachem v'chanun. U'v'shabbos, on Shabbos, yesh m'kayim v'shein amim lo Yud Gimel Midas v'lei v'banei sh'loilam. The people that don't say the Yud Gimel Midas or the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Now, the minig is not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We don't start from Yavor. All the Siddurim go with the Shittas that say that you just start from the Hashem Hashem Kelachim V'chanon. Sif Yud Gimel. Shiat Kiyas Lechatchil Etzach Liyaiskach. The shir of the Kiyas to be Yaitzim Mitzvah Shofar is as follows. Hatrua he test Koiches Ktsois. The Trua is 9 short blasts. V'hashvarim yaseh gimel shvarim zachazeh. And for the shvarim, you should do 3 shvarim, one after the other. V'chol shever, and each one of the 3 shvarim, yehi arach kamay gimel kachis k'tzaris min tshua. Each shever should be equal to the amount of time of the 3 small short blasts of the tshua. V'nimtza, so it comes out, shegam hashvarim hi kamay tes kachis. That the shvarim also is about the time of 9 short blasts, a drop more, but about the time, because you're doing 3 blasts, each one being as long as 3 short blasts, and so therefore it's a total of 9 kaiches, 9 blasts. Yizay ma'oid shalei laharech b'shvarim ad shehei kol sheva k'may tes kaiches. You have to be very careful not to lengthen any of the shvarim, that one of the blasts should be as long as 9 Kaychus, and 9 short blasts. Kibazah, afilu b'diavad en yaitzi, because then you won't be yaitzi even b'diavad. Vatkiyas, and the tkiyas, hema havaris pshutas. The tkiyas, those are straight sounds. Ubesay the tashrat, and when you're doing tashrat, kiyah shvarim tu'a tkiyah, teikol tkiyah arucha kamaya shvarim ematrua. Each tkiyah should be as long as the shvarim and trua combined. So the tkiyah, which is about 18 blasts, the amount of time. So, because Shvarim is going to be 3 sets of 3 blasts, that's 9 kaiches, and the Trua is 9 short blasts, so together that's 18. So therefore the Tkiah before and after should also be the same size as the Shvarim Trua, which is going to be 18 when you're doing Tashat. We would say the Tashat, and when you're doing Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah, each tkiah should be as long as the shvarim, which is like 9 kaiches. I'll actually drop more. So So again, we're looking at what whether doing Shvarim Tua in the middle or just Shvarim in the middle, and we have to make sure that Tkiyas match up for the same length of time. V'chein b'seder Tarat, and so too with Tkiya Tua Tkiya, that the Tua should, that which is 9 short blasts, you should make the Tkiya before and after the Tua for the same amount of time. V'tkiyas shekoydem Tfilas Musaf, in the Tkiyas that are before Musaf, yesh la'aseis ha'shvarim im ha'tshua b'neshima achas. The shvarim and the tshua should be done with one breath, meaning you should not take a gasp of air between the shvarim and the tshua. There should be a little break, but not, you shouldn't delay so much that you would be taking another gasp of air. V'lachayin, therefore, ha'makri yakri b'pam achas shvarim tshua. So therefore, the one who's calling out the what is being blown, he should say Shvarim Tua together. Because if he says Shvarim, and then they blow a Shvarim, and then he says Tua after that, so his announcing Tua is going to be a delay that is too long between the Shvarim and Tua. So therefore, after the Tkiyah is over, he says Shvarim Tua, and then they'll blow the Shvarim and the Tua without taking a gasp of breath in between. And the Tkiyah that we do in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, yesh la'aseis b'shtei neshimas. We should do it in two breaths, meaning an actual gasp of air should be taken between the shvarim and the tshua. Mikol makom, nevertheless, la'yasik b'neim ele yutkufei zulazul. You shouldn't make a long break, even though you're gasping for air. They should be one right after the other. The makri yakri gam ken shteim b'pamachas, and so too, the makri should read both of them also in one shot. You should say shvarim tshua. The way the makris do it often is so that the Baal Tekeah will know to distinguish between one breath of air in, or no breaths of air in between, when he's supposed to have the neshima achas without any breath of air, he'll call out shvarim tshua. But when it should be with a breath of air in between, the makri will call out shvarim tshua, and he notices that break between, and remember to get a gasp of air in between. It should be b'shtei neshimas. Sif yodalad. Kesha tekeo imes habrachas, when the Baal Tekeo says the brachas on the shofar, al yomu hakol baruchu v'ach shemoi. The Olam should not say Baruch Baruch Shemoi, because whenever you're being Yaitse with a Baruch from someone else, so you just answer Amen. You're not supposed to answer Baruch Baruch Shemoi, because that's Chashash of a Hefzik. L'maisa, if someone did answer Baruch Baruch Shemoi, he's still Yaitse, and he doesn't have to say the Baruch again. Ach Yishmu Heitavis HaBaruchas, you should listen carefully to the Baruchas. V'ach HaKol Baruch Yomun V'chavona Amen. And after each Baruch, you should answer Amen. And if a person did forget to answer Amen, he is still Yaitse the mitzvah and Yaitse the bracha, but lechatchila, of course, the person has to answer Amen to the bracha, especially if he's being Yaitse with that bracha. V'yosel lahavsik mikan ad la'acha kol tkiyah shebechazaras ha'tfila. And once you hear the bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsik and talk in other things from that time until the end of the tkiyah, so that at the end of davening. Of course, a person's allowed to daven, they also bring the paiskim, but that we follow the opinions that you could say Asher Yotzar if you went to the bathroom, and that's not considered a hefsek, but l'chatchila someone shouldn't be masik. And even after the tkiyas of Chazaras HaShatz are finished, the minig is not to be masik till after the final tkiyas, because even though the to be mashlim to 100 tkiyas, the tkiyas that we do, especially after Chazaras HaShatz, that's only else a minig, that we should blow 100 kailas, but we still want the bracha to go even on that minig, so therefore one shouldn't be mafsik b'dibur until the end of the last kiyah. Valkain, and therefore, continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, ein la shamish lahachris shtika yofi b'shas tefillah, the shamish should not tell people to be quiet during davening by saying, you know, commotion, but not by actually saying the words shtika yafe, it's good to be quiet. Avshu noy came b'pamachas, even though he normally, that's the way that he informs the tzibur to be quiet if need be. But on Rosh Hashanah, he should find a different way. We don't want him to be mafsik, it's not with other talking that after he already had heard the bracha from the Baal Tekeah. Now, sometimes the women, they come to shul, they miss the first kiyas, And so now they're only going to be able to hear the tekiyas of Shemayna Es that are in the Chazaras HaShatz, but the Baal Tekeh already made the bracha. So what they should do is they should make the bracha also right before they're about to blow the Chazaras HaShatz. Then the women can make the brachas for themselves. Because they should hear the bracha beforehand, before they do the mitzvah. Sift hasvav. Noigin ha'olam loyma ben astarim yehi ratzon k'mo shenitfas b'machzayin. The olam, the minhag is that between the different sections of Tekiyas Shofar, that they say the yehi ratzon as it's printed in the machzayin. One should be very careful not to say the names of the malachim that are printed there. They print the names of certain malachim they used to print in the machzayim. It would help which kavanas to have, but you have to be careful not to say those because that would be a hefsek. In many kehilas, the minig is not to say the hiratzen at all. The chaynachin yaseh, and that's the more proper thing, because of a hefsek bracha, a hefsek with the brachas, until you were finished being yaitzi the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah also says one should not say the hiratzen that's in between the different the starim of the tekiyas, which is you're at the beginning when you're first blowing. The main thing is not to say the hiratzen, but the main thing is to awaken yourself to do a full tshuva with your heart. Like the Rambam says, and this is the quote, even though Tekiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's Gzeiras HaKosov, the Torah said to do it, but there's still a reason for it, a hint to a reason for it. Klaimer meaning, the Shofar is supposed to awaken people from their slumber, people are sleeping. And people who are in a deep sleep, they should be awoken from the call, the voice of the shofar. The chibsu b'maseichem, you should search your deeds. The chizu b'tshuva, you should return in tshuva. Zichu barachem, you should remember your creator. Elu ha'sheichem v'sa'emes b'havli azman, those that forget about what the truth is all about because they're busy with the vanities of life. V'shoigim kol shnosam b'hevel v'rik, and they spend all their years actively wasting time with waste and emptiness. Asher lo yayil v'lo yatzil, it won't help them, it won't save them. Habitu nafshisechem, look at your souls. V'heitivu da'achechem u'malechem, and correct your ways. Yazav kol echad mikhem da'koy ha'ro, everyone should leave their bad way. U'machshav tov, asher lo yitov, and his bad thoughts. Akan l'shoinei. Tezayim. V'chazar esat tefillah, when we're doing Chazaras HaShatz, Kishayim HaShatz, V'anachnu Koyim, when they're doing Aleinu, and the Shliach Tzibra says, V'anachnu Koyim, Noigim Shagam HaTzibra Oimim Imoy, the Tzibra also, the minhag is to say the Aleinu together with the Shliach Tzibra, V'gam Koyim Mishtachim, they also bow down, the Tzibra, when they say V'anachnu Koyim Mishtachim, Aval Ein Noiflam HaPneim, but they don't put their face to the floor, Rak Yom Kippurim B'Seda Avoida. Only on Yom Kippur during the Seda Avoida. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. However, the minig is, like the Paiskim, that say that even on Aleinu, on Rosh Hashanah, one bows down with his head even all the way to the floor. One thing to keep in mind is that if there's a floor, you have to put a hefsek between the floor and your head. Not for cleanliness. A lot of people, they have some type of towel or napkin, and they usually put it by their knees because that's something that will dirty their pants. So they put it down on to separate between the knees and the pants. That's for cleanliness. There's nothing wrong with that. But la halacha, in the situation where you're buying down on a floor, not as opposed to a mat or something else that's there, so you have to put a hefsek. Meaning is to put a hefsek of something between your head and the floor. It shouldn't be you're buying down on the floor directly. If the shul is carpeted, it still doesn't make a difference because the carpet is affixed to the floor, is considered part of the floor, and therefore one would still put a hefsek by their head too. As opposed to if there was a mat or something else that was movable, not part of the floor, so then that wouldn't be necessary. You wouldn't need to put a hefsek by your head. If you don't have anything to be mafsik, usually they have paper towels and stuff, but if not, you can use your talus and put it over your head, your forehead, to use that as a hefsik and tilt on the side. But the minhag is general to put something to be mafsik by the head. The knees, that's only cleanliness, nothing to do with halacha. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'gam ashatz kore al birkov. And the Shliach Tzibbo also bows down on his knees. However, the Shliach Tzibbo is not allowed to walk or move from his position during davening. So what does he do? Because usually the Amud is right in front of him. If he, how could he bow down? He would have to move back. Therefore, noig in the minig is that the Shliach Tzibbo, before he starts Shmona Esrei, he makes sure to daven Shmona Esrei a distance from the Amud that's not movable, so that he can bow down on his knees without moving away from his position. But I'm the Metzlai, and the one people who are near the Chazin, they help him stand up. They take him by the arms and help support him as he tries to stand back up. So he won't have to move his feet. This way he'll have the leverage from the people who are holding on to him. If he wouldn't have that leverage, he would have to move his feet in order to balance himself to get up. The tkiyas that are done during chazayis hashatz, ein lashatz litzkoya elam hum potuach shleitz babel daita yidekach. The shliach tzibur shouldn't be the one to blow the shofar. He should have somebody else to blow the shofar, unless he's certain that he won't make a mistake in anything by doing both jobs. However, the minhag is that there's a special separate person blowing tkiyas shofar. Sif Yud Zayin. When it comes to the tkiyas that are done during the chazaras hashatz, the different minhagim as to what to blow. In each place should go according to their minhag. As well as the tkiyas that are after the finishing of Shmoneh Esrei, yesh minhagim shonim, there are different minhagim. So after all the tkiyas are finished according to the minhag in that place, the shofar should be put away and not blown more. Even someone who wants to be a baal tekeya on the second day Yom Tov, he shouldn't take the shofar after it was finished being used on the first day and use it to practice. Of course, one is allowed to still use the shofar if he needs it to blow for other people. He wants to go home and blow it for his wife or blow it for other people who weren't yaitzin in the mitzvah. Certainly, he's allowed to take the shofar and use it for that purpose. Sif Yud Ches. Miesh Mila, if there's a bris mila scheduled for Rosh Hashanah, Molin La'acha Haftorah Kodem Tkiyas Shofar. The time to do the bris mila would be after the Haftorah, before Tkiyas Shofar. Veremez, and the hint to that is, because it says in the Pasuk, Zachor Bris Avram, and that refers, Zum Mila, that refers to Mila, the Bris Avram, and the Pasuk continues, Vakedus Yitzchak, and that, the Remez is, Zeh Shofar, that's a Remez to the Shofar. So first the Mila, and then the Mitzvah of Shofar, that's why it comes first. The other parts can bring down that also, because continuing. Well, the Shabbos and on Shabbos, Molin Acha Ashrei. The minig is to do the Bris Mila after Ashrei. Then Tzrichin Lomul Eitzai Yoledis. And let's say the baby is not going to be in Shul, and they have to do the Bris Mila by the Yoledis, by the mother of the child who's at home. So Molin Acha Yitzimim Basic Nesis. We don't matriach the whole Tzibur that they should all leave from Shul, go to the house for Bris Mila and then all return. Rather, we wait till after davening and then we go and we do the Bris after everyone is already leaving the shul anyway. As an aside, when it comes to Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar, so some people, they have hearing aids that they need to use in order to hear, but they could still hear faintly. So there's a machlekes, it's very likely that what they're hearing is not the voice of the shofar itself. According to a lot of opinions, what they're hearing is really the voice of the shofar is going into the electronic hearing aid, and electronic hearing aid is then taking that sound and magnifying it, but it's a different. It's not the shofar that you're hearing. You're hearing a magnification coming out of a sort of like a speaker that's then going into the ear, and perhaps one is not yaitzi. We're talking about shofar, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, what people do who have hearing aids, but they can still hear a little bit something without it, is they take out the hearing aid for tekiya shofar, and they go up to the bima where the tekiya shofar is taking place, and they listen naturally, not with the help of the hearing aid. Kol tov.